have pretty close connections with Brazil, South America. Mm-hmm. To Don, maybe you knew Don.
Yes, I did know him.
He died here about a year ago.
Yes.
And Don traveled in South America or in Brazil, and he became very well acquainted with the diplomatic family down there. That is the heads of the government down mm-hmm. there. And we have a fountain over here. I don't know whether you ever noticed it. It's on 59, right at the edge of Brazil, at the park over there.
Oh, yes.
To your left.
That was
given the city of Brazil by the Brazilian government in South America. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten the name of the little town it came from, too. It was a fountain like they used to build them in the front of buildings, you know, down in these foreign cities or foreign countries.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how it come that fountain was there.
I'll have to take a good close look at that.
Yeah.
Well, now, the place where sick people are treated.
Hospitals.
And the professional assistant to doctors.
Nurses.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, what about surface transportation here?
We have none.
Was there ever a time when you had?
At one time, for about a year, they tried having buses.
I see.
But it didn't pay off. The yep. town wasn't big enough.
Uh-huh. So there was never a time when they had any
transportation
on rails or anything like that?
No, only the interurban going through Brazil here from Terre Haute to Indianapolis.
Yeah. Well, now, Terre Haute at this time did have its own internal system.
Oh, yes, Terre Haute had their South 7th Street, North 13th Street, South 13th Street, South 3rd Street, and I think it was South 13th down to, I believe, Poplar Street, and then east on Poplar Street. Now, I could be a little wrong on that.
Oh, yeah. What did they call those over there? What did they call that transportation?
City service cars.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Were they called streetcars?
Streetcars, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they were pretty good size. They probably would seat 50 or 60 people.
Uh-huh.
And if I'd get on the interurban and go to Terre Haute, my brother lived at 1515 South 7th. And if I get on the interurban here to go to Terre Haute, I'd always tell the conductor to give me a transfer to South 7th Street. Uh-huh. And he'd give me a transfer, and it didn't cost you any fare then.
All right.
Transfer this deal for anybody coming into town on an interurban.
I see.
If they were going into some other part of the town, you just got a transfer. And he'd punch the transfer and show what street you were going on.
Yes, right. Uh-huh. Now, we've already talked about the war between the states and so on. So we don't need to deal with that. If the next stop on the bus is yours, you might tell the driver, will you remember me at this next stop? Because how might you say that?
I would like to get off there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of I would like to, you might say I would like is certainly a normal way of saying it, but any other way?
You might say I'd like to get off at Walnut Street.
Uh-huh.
I want to get off at Walnut, or I want to get off at Franklin.
Uh-huh.
Would you stop there, please?
Yeah. Would you say, I want off?
Yes, I probably did, because I knew all the drivers, and knew all the motormen, and knew all the conductors on the interurban.
You did.
So I usually told them just about what I wanted.
Uh-huh. I want off here. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, if things are kind of getting out of hand in the country, you say, well, now, and it seems as though laws aren't being obeyed and so on, you say, we've got to have, in this country, we've simply got to have
a little more law and order around here. I'd say a little more order and less law.